Hello and welcome to Parker Podcast. I'm Julia Berniker, Parker Senior and President of ASB. Lower School recently celebrated its annual tradition of Pet Day, where students were invited to bring all of their furry or scaly friends to campus. Amongst the parade of dogs, other notable pets included guinea pigs, bearded dragons, and even chickens. In middle school news, students recently launched a new chapter of the Mona Foundation, an organization that seeks to provide education to all children, increase opportunities for women and girls, and emphasize service to the community. The foundation's goal is to alleviate global poverty by providing universal education, gender equality, and community building. And last but not least, we promise to reveal the theme and location for this year's homecoming dance. Drum roll! ASB is proud to present Out of This World, held at Parker's Lower School campus. We'll have a week of spirit days leading up to the dance, as well as introducing our homecoming court at the football game on Saturday, October 20th. Thanks for listening to this week's news recap, and now, here's our host, Ms. Renata from the admissions team.
Hello and welcome to the Parker Podcast, where you'll find all of the latest news, campus happenings, and admissions information. Today we have our three associate admission directors, Kelly Tedrow from Lower School, Monica Gallardo from Middle School, and Chris Sanders from Upper School. Hello, team.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
This episode, we're going to take a deep dive into a part of the admissions process that I think a lot of applicants may find intimidating at first, which are the on-campus interviews. Since interviews begin mid-October, we thought this would be a perfect opportunity to help our applicants feel a little bit more confident and a little bit more prepared. So I wanted to start off with Monica and Chris, because your interviews involve one-on-one discussions with students. So Chris, can you start us off by just letting us know what's the general purpose of interviews?
The general purpose of interviews is to get to know you better, what your interests, your passions are. So the interview should not be like a dark cloud hanging over your head in any way. It's a simple conversation and a chance for us to make sure that the full picture of you emerges with your application.
So Monica, you know, when you're meeting with a middle school student, what does that morning look like for them when they come in?
So for me in particular, the interview is my favorite part of the admissions process. It's really what brings kind of what Chris was saying, the whole picture of you into place. Basically, you will come in, if you're applying for sixth grade, you'll get to our office, you will be coming in with your parents, and it's basically that, just a conversation about what you like, what you don't like, things that you're interested. I also like to ask my interviewees or the applicants to have questions about Parker. So you're also interviewing me. Obviously, it's a big step for you. So if you have any questions about Parker, it's a good time to hopefully get them answered.
But basically, the idea is that you're not going to be asking them any impossible questions. This isn't a test that they're taking. This is really a conversation to get to know one another better from both sides.
The best thing that you could feel walking out of the interview is, wow, they really know me. And so we just want authenticity throughout the entire process.
That's great. Okay, and I know that this is a question I would personally be very concerned about. What should they wear the day of the interview? Is this something you got to get dressed up for? Is this a formal job interview?
So from my perspective, you can either come in your uniform if you have one, or school clothes is perfectly appropriate. On the other hand, I like to show that this, you know, for you to show that this is important for you. You don't have to get all dressed up, but I do appreciate when people take care of showing that this is an important part of their day.
I agree with that. And as an overall life tip, the more confident you feel based on what you're wearing, that's going to come across to us in the interview. So if you feel great with a tie on, that's awesome. If you feel fine with your neatest sweatshirt and a pair of tennis shoes, that's great too.
So what you're saying is put your best self forward, whatever that may look like.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better.
Is there any other tips or information that you think would be helpful for applicants or their families to know about with the interview process?
Yeah, so I actually wanted to point out something for all my applicants out there who are artists. If you have a portfolio or anything you really want to show me, I'd be glad to see it at the day of the interview. That way we save you from having to scan it in and email it to me or take pictures or anything like that. So if you can bring it with you, I'm more than happy to spend a few minutes listening to why that's your passion and checking it out. And remember, you're talking to admissions officers, so there's probably no way you can out-talk us. So feel free to make sure you state everything that, you know, you were hoping to mention when you walk through the door. Not all of my questions will bring every single thing up. So if there's something that you didn't get out, feel free to jump in and bring that in.
Well, all that is great information. Thank you, guys. So now we're going to switch gears to Kelly, our Associate Director of Admissions at the lower school, because your interviews are set up a little bit differently, as your discussion is strictly with parents. So what information is important for prospective parents to know before their interview?
Yes. So the lower school interviews, very much like what Chris and Monica mentioned, for their divisions, it's definitely more of a conversation. I really like to take the time to get to know the family and their student and for them to get to know me as well as our school. So there really isn't anything to prepare or bring with you. It's really time for us to be in my office getting to know one another. I really like to think of the interview as bringing the application to life. And so I don't read through it before. I really like to hear directly from the parents about how they describe their child, what they're looking for in a school, how Parker may fit that for them, and so on. And for the lower school, I also will give tours as a part of the interview appointment time through the end of December. And then once we come back from the December break and are in the new year, it really becomes interview only, and there isn't much time in the schedule for the tour. So I definitely encourage families that haven't had the chance to visit to come to open house, to get on my calendar early. Once you've submitted your application, you can schedule your interview. So that can start today if you want to, and get on my calendar to get that done. And then if it's before the end of December, part of that will include a tour.
So Kelly, can you clarify too, because we talk about on our website and in this last podcast that you need to basically be an applicant by the time you get to your interview. So can you clarify what that means?
Definitely. As a part of the online application, there is that initial form that families fill out that has family demographics and information about the student. Once that has been submitted and your application is in, so to speak, then at that point you can call to set up a parent interview. You do not have to have completed the parent questionnaire. You do not have to have teacher recommendation forms in or transcripts in. You can only have that first application step and then schedule the parent interview and then continue to work on the application. And I really encourage families, once you get your application in, schedule that parent interview as soon as you can. Gives you greater access to a whole range of dates and times. So if you have a limited schedule, we can get you on my calendar more easily than if you wait. January is very, very busy, and we work to accommodate all of the parent interviews that we can, but you may be limited in availability if that's the last thing to get done. So you can definitely make that, you know, your second step once the application is submitted.
And just to clarify, for the middle and upper school, you will be signing up for your interviews through Ravenna. So you don't need to call. All our appointment times are in Ravenna already.
That's a great point, Monica. So for the lower school, I do ask, and you'll see in the application, that you call Marcia Gygax, who helps to support me, or you can call me or email me directly. Whereas middle and upper school, it is an option through the Ravenna application that you can pick a time.
And Chris and Monica, for clarifying the applicants on your side too, is it pretty similar that they don't have to have completed a bunch of parts of the application before they do their interview, but they do need to be considered an applicant? So they're not someone who's just interested in checking out Parker, but rather someone who's invested in the process.
Yes, that's correct, Courtney. For middle school and upper school, it's the exact same thing. You have to be an applicant in order to schedule that interview.
And just as a matter of reminding, there is no benefit of interviewing last or interviewing first. So just to demystify the fact that if you interview last, we might remember you better. We will remember you even if you're the first interviewee, and we might have even a bit more time in our hands to have a thorough interview.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us on our second Parker podcast. Thank you for everyone who listened to our very first one. We've had a lot of listeners, so we hope that this has been a useful couple of episodes for you guys. And in our upcoming episodes, we'll look at bringing in some members of the Parker community so that you can meet some other folks. So thank you all very much for joining me today, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening.
Take care.
Go Lancers.